It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Hey, DraftKings Sportsbook app is officially available in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is so easy to use. You can deposit, place your bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet of up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21. Excuse me. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Okay, it's quarter number two, gentlemen. We're gonna do our positional breakdowns. A little after season, off season. We're gonna start with the offensive line. But before, because we had so many news and notes, there was one we didn't get to that we want to just put out there real quick. Penn State got a big-time tight end commit in the 2020 class ahead of the official early signing period, which is coming up next week. Four-star Canadian Theo Johnson, he picked Penn State over Georgia, Michigan, and Iowa. He's 6'6", 242 pounds. He tested as one of the more athletic tight ends and jumbo athletes in the 2020 class, a big tight end. Freiermuth's going to be leaving, big tight end coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it times out really well.
It does.
We'll talk more about him when I go through all the recruits.
All 28.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll definitely talk about this kid because he's really good. You know, you beat out Georgia, Michigan, Iowa. And he had delayed his announcement, so there was some concern there. But, you know, Freiermuth's coming back. He's got another year. So Johnson can learn from him from a year. And they got other guys in the program, Zach Coons, Brenton Strange, et cetera.
Right.
But then at that point, you know, you might have Johnson as a sophomore might be ready to be a real stud. So they might go from Gesicki to Freiermuth to Johnson. Right. Or some of these other guys might end up becoming studs themselves, but I think that's a real coup. It's one of the top five, top 10 recruits they've gotten.
Russ, just real quick, do you think the fact that Penn State expanded its offense to the 12 personnel package kind of really helps if you're going to recruit tight ends and you already have tight ends on the roster? In other words, we're not just going to play one, but we're going to play two, and it's a bigger part of our offense.
I think it makes a big difference. And I also think – so, number one, it makes a big difference that you have two tight ends that are playing more. And number two, Freiermuth having as good of a year as he's had, and the timing of Gesicki, you know, having like six catches against the Eagles, you know, it timed out real well for when Johnson made his announcement.
Okay, so we're going to do a position review. Let's start with the offensive line this offseason. Can I give you some numbers, Ross?
Yes.
Just to help you. 173.5 yards per game rushing, 4.5 yards per carry this season. And in 12 games, Penn State's allowed 39 sacks. That's a little over three a game during the regular season. They've kind of worked in eight guys, I think, is the number we can settle on for this year. And they will bring seven of them back. Rasheed Walker, Steven Gonzalez, Michael Mannett, CJ Thorpe, Mike Miranda, Will Fries. That was your top six. They pretty much were rotating in and out as a top six. The only one leaving is Steven Gonzalez, Michael Mannett, and Will Fries have announced they're coming back despite being eligible to leave. And then you have Des Holmes and Caden Wallace.
So, I think this is the best offensive line Penn State's had under James Franklin.
I would agree.
Which was very surprising to me after losing the two best players in Connor McGovern and Ryan Bates early to the NFL. They were pretty consistent all year. You know, previous years here on the Keystone Sports Network, we've talked a lot about what's wrong with the offensive line, or the offensive line would have a bad game and we'd be talking about why and why aren't they better. I don't really remember us doing that this year. I don't remember a single game, Bob. I remember a single game where we talked about where it felt like the issue for the team was the offensive line.
And even when, even you know, for me, one of the telling points was in the second half of the Ohio State game when Clifford got beat up. And it looked like it was it's 21-0 at the time. And it looks like it's going to be 45-0. And right. They bring Levis in. And the offensive line, instead of it being, you know, a blowout, the offensive line and Levis, they got their acts together. And Journey Brown was able to run for some yards. And I thought the offensive line really did a nice job against a very talented defense. And I don't really think they had a bad game this year. They might have had a bad quarter. But I just think that they were their most consistent, I think, this year. And I did think – I felt like they did improve from start to finish.
And I would say in terms of the returnees, okay, Gonzalez was definitely better this year than he was last year.
That's a good point.
Definitely. Michael Mennett was definitely better this year than he was last year. Will Fries, definitely. He really struggled at times last year. Definitely better. So I think – you got to tip your cap to Matt Limegrover, who I've been critical of at times. I was critical of him last year when I thought they should have been better than they were.
With Fries and, I mean,
with McGovern and Bates.
And Bates. Mm-hmm.
Now, I especially was critical of them in the bowl game, by the way. So let's see how they do this bowl game against Memphis. But I've been critical of Limegrover. And I remember a year ago saying, who's getting better?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure Bates or McGovern were getting better. Well, clearly, Gonzalez, Mennett, and Fries got better. And not only that, just based on spring ball, C.J. Thorpe got better. And really, it's pretty impressive to have a guy function the way Thorpe did after playing defense for a season. I hadn't really seen enough about Miranda. I think Rashid Walker looked a lot better during the season than he did in the spring game. And even got better during the year as opposed to earlier in the season. You know, and then take a step further, like Rashid Walker, people forget this or didn't really notice it. When he went against Chase Young in that Ohio State game, he did pretty well. Yeah. Like all of Chase Young's stuff was when he was on the other side. Like I'll be very curious to see what draft people say about Rashid Walker going into this upcoming year, because he'll be a redshirt sophomore, but it'll be 3 years removed. I won't be surprised at all if people talk about him as a potential high draft choice.
He got beat once, but I thought when you knew Rashid Walker was...
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. You owned it.
The Iowa game?
Yep. Epinesa's numbers, you look at the stats.
Yeah.
You look like Walker struggled, but there were a couple plays... Sean Clifford didn't settle down early and kind of ran himself into some trouble. And I really think that Walker, and they didn't give him a lot of help in that game.
They didn't.
And I really thought that I was watching pretty closely. I thought
so was I.
He was confident against a guy that's going to be, a top 10 pick in the NFL. And Epinesa is really good.
Yeah. So if Walker stays hungry and keeps improving.
That's a great term. Stays hungry. That's
well, right, because now he's kind of made it. But now, if he says, "Like, man, if I have a great year, I could get drafted high." He has a chance to be a dominant player. You know, left guard will likely either be Thorpe or Miranda. Right. They'll just put one of those guys over there who's already played a ton of football. Center will be Mennett again with Miranda as the backup again. You've got Thorpe probably at right guard, Fries at right tackle. Then you've got unbelievable depth with Dez Holmes still at tackle. And then they've got some young guys that I think are going to impress people. I saw Caden Wallace in the All-American Bowl last year. I think he's going to be a player. And I don't know where he's at health-wise, but Juice Scruggs also – as an inside guy, maybe the heir apparent to Mennett at center.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have I don't even know what Ohio State and Michigan have coming back or whatever, or Wisconsin, but they should have the best offensive line Penn State's had in a long time next year. You add Freiermuth to that as the tight end. I mean, you've got the quarterbacks back, the running backs back. I don't want to go too far here, but Man, I if they could get Hamler to stay, the offense would really, really be impressive.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Yes, sir, Ross.
It almost makes me wonder, just talking this out with you guys now, would a guy like Dez Holmes consider the transfer portal? You know, he just played pretty well when he was out there. Both starting tackles are coming back. You know, at some point, Dez Holmes probably wants to play. And I would imagine, people would be ready and happy and willing to have him play. So just something that could just throw out there. But my point is they should be seven or eight deep, really good next year. And it's a huge feather in Lime Grover's cap that every returnee got better this year. There is no question. And that Walker and Thorpe got better as the year went. I mean, it was a really nice year for them.
And just real quick, I'm glad this guy is healthy right now, but I will always wonder if you throw Nana Asaju into the mix, developed at this point in his career, what kind of offensive line would we be talking about?
If they had Nana and Rashid Walker at the tackles, because that Nana high school video,
ridiculous.
He was like DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Yeah.
He was really, really athletic.
In to break down, we've said they improved the offensive line. You gave Lime Grover credit. What is there as a unit, removing Steven Gonzalez, but knowing you have a plug in place with a guard with a ton of experience? What do you look at as the next level? And you can maybe start with the bowl game since you raised the expectation for this group. What is the next level for them? What do they have to do to get a little bit better or become more of a threat as an offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I would say 200 yards rushing a game. I would say maybe a sack, sack and a half. Well, I'm just going off of what you just said. I didn't even know what the numbers were, but I'm glad you said that. I'm glad we used the Shea numbers because now I can work off of that. But no, I think they were good this year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would go so far as to say they imposed their will.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or they were dominant. I think the next step would be to be able to be dominant like Wisconsin's is at times and be able to impose their will up front. Go ahead. No, you
the
go
biggest though. Thing I think, you know, they've come a long way is they were able to have a 4-minute offense against good teams.
That's a good point.
And get close first out downs games. When they needed to.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for the offensive line review and Tucker's tape. And quarter number two from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. We've got plenty of your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is coming up next.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.